Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's Odyssey Station.
Once again, the Texans bring pressure. Williams, lofting, back shoulder for Moore, incomplete. Bring up fourth down, it'll bring on the field goal unit.
And I know what DJ Moore is thinking. He goes, look, man, I squeezed that corner to the middle of the field. I left you 5 yards on the boundary out there. There was a lot of room for that back shoulder, just not enough time on task yet between those two. That was an opportunity.
Too bad. That's what training camp is for. That's what practice is for. These games count. Time on task. These are real. These count too.
They count, and it just, when it's the beginning of the season, you're not quite into the every week mundane, whatever you want to call it. But the beginning feels like more because that's all we have is the one or two games that they've played. When you get 12, 13 games deep, you can look at this game or that game and be like, that's one of 12 or 13. But right now, this is half of the resume, Dan. And it's also, what have you done for me lately? The recency bias kicks in. And then you look at the commonalities between games one and two and the frustrations that are shared between both those performances.
It's historically bad offense, even at a time when offense is suppressed and the scoring environment. You know, in baseball, we talk about the run environment.
Right.
And I think we really do. I wish there were NFL plus stats, just like you have the way that OPS plus
is done.
And WRC plus. Anytime you see plus, that means it's going to give you park factors, run environment, and the way that it's not just the linear weighting, that maybe we should be looking at where they are relative to other teams and other offenses.
It's like in baseball when you see a team get off to a horrible start, and then you're like, oh, but it's just the start. They're going to turn things around. They have time, right? Well, sometimes they have time. Sometimes they
you
just...
You got 6 months and 162 in
yes.
Baseball.
So, like, it's like when I looked up the batting average the other day, like Luis Arraez is leading the...
You know what's funny?
But, like, there's three guys hitting over 300. Three! That's insane to me that only three guys are hitting over 300. I know we're in a different era, but we're also in a different era with the football stuff. So, like...
Look at 1968.
What was and what is, and it's... You know, it comes in waves and it goes in waves and everything comes back full circle. I don't know where we are with this whole offense-defense thing. I just know that the Bears' defense has been good for a while. The offense has been bad for seasons on seasons.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday, presented by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. He's Marshall Harrison for Lawrence Holmes. I am Dan Bernstein. And Caleb Williams met the media after the game. And no, you can imagine him bedraggled and covered in ice packs.
I like that.
Or at a full body cast or wheeled out there on a gurney like Hannibal Lecter, the late, great Hannibal Lecter. But he was all right because he's young and he's resilient and he's elastic. And he answered reporters' questions like this.
What bothers you the most about this one right now as you stand here?
Not coming out with a win, not executing, you know, when we needed to, as a team, you know, myself throwing two interceptions, it's not something that I've done, something that I do, is turn the ball over. It's not really my, you know, my thing. So, you know, I think those things, probably the things that I'm most, you know, frustrated about, you know, back out there, you know, we didn't execute, the way we needed to. And, you know, we're going to keep getting better. Everything's about the response. Is, you know, it's week two. It's what the guys are. Obviously, I'm, you know, a young guy, but I understand it's a long season. Understanding that it's week two, understanding that we're going to respond and, you know, just get better every day, get better at practice, you know, all these different things throughout the weeks, attention to details and things like that.
On the delay game coming out of the timeout, first and 10, what needs to improve about the operation? So something like that that probably shouldn't happen, doesn't happen.
Yeah, so I believe the ref told me 10 seconds. I thought I got in the huddle pretty fast, said to play. Got up there, and I didn't see the clock. I thought I had enough time. The clock in my head, was a little bit, you know, slower than that. And that mistake was on me. So, getting better with that. I think small things like, you know, not being, you know, as far away from the huddle, being right there, right there next to the guy. So you just take a, you know, maybe one step and not lose a second or two, because it's obviously big.
It looked like after game you were processing a lot. How do you deal with, or how do you kind of navigate your expectations for how you wanted things to go the first couple games and where you're at in reality?
Yeah. I think, just kind of taking in the moment, understanding, and trying to figure out what I need to get better at. Obviously, haven't watched film, haven't done all those things yet. But just trying to figure out, what areas was I off? What areas were we off? To have the outcome we have, which is not winning the day. That was the kind of process what was going through my mind right after the game. And then we're excited about this week coming up. We're excited about all of that, but obviously we're feeling the it sucks to lose. Simple as that.
So the first interception to DJ, what did you see in that particular sequence there?
So I saw DJ go inside. I knew he's one-on-one. Tried to give my guy a chance, and then the DV cut up under him, made a good play on the ball, and that was that. I'm a little bruised up. Took a couple hits today. Getting ice tubs, do all the things that I need to do to make sure that my body's ready for tomorrow and practice on other days and obviously next game.
Nothing significant, though?
No.
Last week, the pressure, a lot of it came interior, straight in your face. This week, it was more off the edge. I'm sure you spent some time this week trying to figure out how to find those lanes right in front of you. Then this week, it's coming from outside of you. Are there challenges and things like that in terms of when to step up, when to bail out, when to get out, get rid of it early?
Yeah, there's always challenges. I mean, that's the defense's job to make a challenge for, a challenge for the offense, myself, and things like that. Could have used a couple more calls, and coming out of half and things like that when they tried to, start blitzing. Got to it later in the, later in the quarters and things like that. After got to the sideline at the quarters, a few times and things like that. So, it's every week's gonna be a challenge. Every week, it's tough to go out there and win games. It's like I said, their job to go out there and make it tough for us. So we got to find the right calls. I got to find the right calls, at the line of scrimmage. We got to get, the play in, huddle sequence, all of that. Get up to the line, do all these other things so, we can go out there and execute.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Put your finger on why the offense has struggled so much in the first 2 weeks when you guys have pretty high expectations for yourselves.
I think it just comes down to detail execution. I think that's always, where it comes from. Watching tonight, we were, you know, we were moving the ball pretty well first half, it felt like, and then second half, you know, kind of got shaky and out of hand for us and things like that. So, you know, just understanding that, you know, where we were good at, where we weren't, and making the corrections throughout this week.
Did you get an explanation from the officials about why they didn't give you a flag and the hit on the Texans sideline?
I didn't ask. You know, get up, play ball. They didn't throw the flag. Just get up, play ball, and keep going.
Did you have any interaction with Stroud at all before or after the game?
We shook hands at the end of the game, said good luck, stay healthy, and that was about it.
How did you feel about your throwing accuracy today compared to week one?
Yeah, I felt better today. Felt more rhythm, felt more, you know, just, you know, body-wise and things like that. Kind of changed the routine, kind of changed the workout and all these different things to be able to prepare and get ready for this game. And even on game day, changed some things around. And so, you know, body-wise was feeling good, body-wise and delivery, all these different things was feeling good.
What'd you change?
Even today, when I was out in the field, you know, the warm-up that I had, the throwing session I had before the game, you know, those are two things that kind of changed up, you know, how I was doing it.
First drive after halftime, you had extended a play and had Carter, and it seemed like you were frustrated with yourself on that one. You remember the play where it was, you kind of rolled out left and he was breaking the left sideline, and you missed one. It seemed like you were bothered by that.
Trying to think of what play you're exactly talking about. Can't think of the play, but
third down. Yeah.
Third down. Da.
To the left, and DeAndre was kind of breaking across.
Did I?
Toward the left sideline, just kind of missed it by a yard or two, and it seemed like you left it.
Okay. I got what you're saying. You know, those passes right there. Oh, I didn't break. I didn't run. I just stepped up in the pocket and overthrew him a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. On the okay. Yeah. I got what you're saying. Yeah, just, I mean, we just right there. You went back, or I went back, and you know, saw the, you know, the pictures that we have, the still pictures, and you know, if, you know, we would have connected on that, he would have went down the sideline, and you know, and took it. Safety didn't take a good angle on him, so we were just right there for having a, you know, a big explosive touchdown, and didn't work out. So you know, I was a little frustrated, you know, but also like, you know, we were right there, almost hitting a huge play. So, you know, those happen.
Caleb Williams said, "Every week, it's going to be a challenge." Indeed, it is.